your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Hofmeckler. Health and fitness magazines are full of propaganda about how we should look and feel. But finally, to set the record straight, is your host, Ori Hofmeckler.
Good morning to The Warrior Within. Good morning, Marty and Brandy. How are you?
Good morning there.
Thank you.
Okay, this show is really about putting the record straight. And it makes this show very, very important, actually. And yes, magazines and even books are full of propaganda. In fact, when I look at health magazines, Muscle and Health magazine, fitness magazines, health books, etc., we basically get very similar information. Some people say this, some people say that, but generally, on the whole, they repeat themselves. The issue today is to put the record straight on some things that either maybe I was personally misunderstood, or maybe there is a total misunderstanding as far as basic nutrition. Putting the record straight is showing people exactly how things are happening, not what you just read in books, etc., not being nice. I apologize if I was misunderstood in the past, but I'm going to talk to you together with Marty and Brandy about issues that may a little bit freak you out, but nonetheless, it's the truth, and that's the purpose of this show. The title of this show is Fat, Protein, and Carbohydrates, Putting the Record Straight. I deliberately want to start with fat because I have been receiving many emails from you guys regarding what kind of fat to consume, how much essential fatty acid, is Udo oil better than other oils. Let me tell you something about this. It's a legitimate question, but I think you're still missing the boat. Yes, we talked before about fat fuel, that nuts and seeds, nuts especially, could be the best source. But let me start putting the record straight, and probably I will discuss a few things here also with Marty, because some of the information here, as I say, could be shocking to you. Let's start talking with this about essential fatty acid. Essential fatty acid are polyunsaturated fatty acid. Okay? Sometime in the middle of the 20th century, some guys decided, or researchers, that these are equivalent to vitamin. They are essential. That means your body cannot produce it, so you must receive it from outside source. So the first record that I want to say, this is argumental. This is not finally proved that we cannot produce essential fatty acid. People, all of us came from Africa, and there is evidence that humans live in center of desert with no access to fish. For, you know, primal societies. And they survive pretty well. Yes, there is a trace of essential fatty acid in plants, and maybe even in the bugs that they catch, okay, snakes or game that they hunt. But definitely not in large amount. So let's start going back to essential fatty acid. Polyunsaturated fatty acid, regarded by the industry and by the medical community, by the even homeopathic community, as essential to the body. According to my friend Udo, in fact, essential fatty acid could be also a great fuel to the body. And I think that people read this and get the information wrong. Let me put the record straight. Essential fatty acid were never meant to be a main fuel. Neither have they ever meant to be applied in large amount. In fact, the studies on I wrote about it in Maximum Muscle Minimum Fat. It was very controversial at the time. Some magazines were not even ready to publish my articles about it, but the evidence is there. Polyunsaturated fatty acids have shown to miserably affect mammals when applied in studies. Animals, cats, and mice lost their health, lost their power, their vigor, by being fed by polyunsaturated fatty acid. There is also evidence that humans are not doing well on that. I don't want to be too technical. You may not be able to read about it, but the burning of fat, the utilization of fat, the metabolism of fat, happen in the cell mitochondria. But with polyunsaturated fatty acid, they have to go to another organelle, which is called peroxisome. And that can create very high level of toxicity, like human or mammal cell are not very well built to utilize polyunsaturated fats, the one that have been regarding so healthy. I'm talking about corn oil, canola oil, all the essential linoleic acid, omega-6, very difficult, sometimes impossible to utilize it. Let's go back and look at the fat, this fat, and how it affects the body. But before that, I want to tell you, because we'll talk about it. Amazingly, we are very well adapted and built to utilize saturated fatty acid. In fact, our body produces, there is a reason why we produce saturated fatty acid, why our fat storage is supposed to be made with saturated fatty acid, palmitic acid, stearic acid. We do very well on them. They are very stable, okay? And especially in warm climate, they serve very well. They utilize efficiently with less toxicity and with a higher conversion of fat to energy. So I wrote before that polyunsaturated fatty acids do not feed human fuel. And in small amount, I believe at least the omega-3 should be applied. Research show actually omega-3 have benefits by antagonizing the omega-6. We are going to talk also soon why polyunsaturated are so bad for you, because they promote estrogen, they shut the thyroid, they create serious problem. And here we are, sitting in the middle of a huge media blitz where pages of pages of advertising are being bought in magazine and catalogs promoting the benefits of fish oil and omega-3. And then they fight between others whether fish oil or flax oil are better. But behind all this scene, there is a big question that arises. How beneficial are these oils? And how much of it we should apply to our diet? And the answer is argumental and controversial. Let's talk about this oil a little bit further. Let's look at the polyunsaturated fatty acid. It has, some of them are longer than the others, okay? And these molecules are not stable. They are missing electrons, so they share double bond and a very unstable condition, connection or structure of the molecule, which make it prone to react with oxygen and turn itself to be a free radical. We all know what is free radical, right?
Well, maybe not, Uri. Maybe you should explain it.
Okay. Free radicals are byproduct of oxygen metabolism, and they have the tendency to bind to tissues and cell, manipulate, pull electron, manipulate, and destroy tissue and cells. These are high toxic material that increase the metabolic stress on the cell and on the body. And everything in our system is built to counteract the inevitable presence of free radical. We got free radical from the environment. It's part of the chemicals that penetrate our food. But mostly, it's part of our metabolism. We produce oxidative free radicals, which is part of our metabolism. And we want to keep them dormant. The liver and the cell will do anything to neutralize the free radical, increase metabolic stress on the body, on the liver, and on the brain, have shown to cause severe, not just performance and inadequate reaction. But free radical can bind to DNA, and when that happens, it can manipulate the genes, cause mutation and cancer. So it is very important for our body to minimize the impact of free radical. In fact, to have great capacity of antioxidant, allow the liver, the kidney, the digestive tract to do the job, allow all the cells to have enough antioxidant to protect ourselves from this damage. The last thing that we want is to introduce fat fuel, which is supposed to be, right, Marty, introduced in large amount, which is actually potentially a free radical. That's amazing damage. There's no evidence in history, okay, that humans were fed well on polyunsaturated fatty acid, okay? Unsaturated fat, few of them are pretty good. Particularly extra virgin olive oil have proved all of the history to serve human well. This is a monounsaturated, pretty stable in your room temperature. You can really look at the oils regarding the stability in room temperature. And indeed, nuts as they are, not as their oils, as they are.
Corey, could I ask you before the break really quick?
Yes, sure,
how
sure.
How would you rate the other major oils, in other words, vegetable oil, canola oil? We know that olive oil is great stuff and probably should be our prime cooking lipid. But how would you rate the other lipids?
I would say, and I wrote about it also in my magazine many years ago, I would say it's very simple. The best oils for you on the vegetables are extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, that I show to fit humans, especially in normal summer temperatures, very well. We'll talk about the temperatures and oil too. That's very important. And if it's not, if it's toxic-free and naturally processed, I do believe that palm oil, okay, if it's not manipulated, could work well. That's my opinion. But as a general term, as an oil, I would say that olive oil is number one, coconut oil number two. As a source of oil, I would say the stable nuts, especially almonds, the one who don't get rancid quickly, okay, in room temperature. You need to know how to store the almonds as they are, would be a very good source of monounsaturated fatty acid. And pecan and walnuts coming after that, though the almond has unmatched capacity. It's very, very strong. It's alkaline, protected with nutritional cofactors. So I would say that from the plant oil, these are my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are other elements that needs to be discussed here, and we didn't even finish the conversation with essential fatty acid and polyunsaturated fatty acid. This is a very important factor. So we will discuss other shocking news regarding fat and protein and carbs after this break. And please, if you have questions, Brandy, give the number.
Definitely.
Call.
Please call us 866-472-5791. We'll be back after this.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
To perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Let me talk about another subject which I wrote years ago in my book Maximum Muscle and mention it also in the Warrior Diet. It's a serious problem for those who try to lose weight or even gain muscle, and they reach a plateau and they don't understand why. And one of the collateral damage that happened because of dietary abuse is hypothyroidism. That means your thyroid hormone is not functioning well, or your thyroid gland do not produce enough of the thyroid hormone, definitely not the active one. That subject deserves a show by itself. And in fact, I'm planning to bring some experts soon that will talk about, because it's so prevalent in our society today that it's beyond belief. And especially to take virtually all women, virtually, not all of them, but virtually all of them, when they age, over the age of, I would say, of 35, 40, women start to suffer from hypothyroid. And when they want to diet, they suddenly reach a plateau and they don't understand what's going on and what can they do. And then they complain that even on the Warrior Diet, they have to be on calorie restriction diet. Right, Brandy?
Yes.
We received these emails.
Yep.
Why is it that I cannot lose? Well, most likely, first of all, it's very difficult for me to treat people through emails on the internet. It is very difficult. The principles are good, and the results are phenomenal. I mean, Brandy lost over, how much, 60 pounds, and still going.
Yes.
We just put another testimonial on the website. Athletes get amazing results. However, underline, you know, there are underlying problems of those who were especially obese before or very overweight. And in most cases, it's coming in a package of hypothyroidism, hypoglycemia, and excess of estrogen in the body. Three things. And they usually come together. Why do I mention that now? Number one, because so many of you are sending emails, what's going on, what shall I do? And then every time I show them what to do, there is improvement, but they come back again. So I think that it's worth concentrating on this problem, specific problem, even though we discussed some of them before. The correlation between hypothyroidism, okay, hypoglycemia, that means low blood sugar, or prediabetes, blood sugar disorders, and also excess estrogen is prevalent among dieters. It's a serious problem that needs to be addressed. You really need to know what to do. And why do I mention it again? The second reason, That also has to do with the oil in your diet, the oil that you put as a primary fuel in your diet. Since the 1940s, and maybe before, there is already evidence that polyunsaturated fatty acid, those that allegedly considered healthy by any health catalog in muscle magazines, those that every supplement company, virtually ever, carry either fish oil or essential fatty acid, right, Marty?
Oh, yeah.
It's everywhere.
Capsule form, yep.
Capsule, or they add flex seeds into meals and this, okay? Nonetheless, if this flex seed went through baking, who cares? Let's just put it on the label. All these oils have shown to antagonize the thyroid, inhibit, suppress the thyroid, suppress the production of the thyroid hormone T4 and T3, suppress the conversion of the T4, the less active, to the more active T3, and also cause a phenomenon which is devastating to the body. It's called reverse T3, where the molecule of the T3, the most active thyroid, is being interrupted. And it's called reverse because the ions, the iodine chain, reverse their position on the molecule. You don't need to remember all this, but reverse T3 is not something that even your doctor knows about, okay? Many doctors don't even put attention to this. This is how bad the ignorant it is, Marty and Brandy. Total ignorance, okay? So if you suffer from hypothyroidism and the symptoms are cold body temperature, especially in the winter, low basic metabolic rate, and sometimes very actually low heartbeat in the morning, this could be a symptoms of hypothyroidism. Not cut and clear, you really should do the test of your T4, T3. But if you do suffer, you got two options. One, go and take thyroid supplementation. Make sure it's a good one that include the T3, and gradually check how it affects your metabolism, ability to generate energy, etc., and lose weight even. Or try to recover your thyroid naturally before it's going to be too late. I want to emphasize on something here. When there is a collateral damage on the body, Brandy, you send me all these emails from other people who email you. Where there is a collapse, if you abuse your body for so many years and become obese, you've got to be patient to give your body the time to heal. If you had all the guts and the courage to abuse yourself like this, have the guts and the courage now to heal yourself. Don't expect in 2 weeks to heal an abuse of 20 years or 15 years.
We talked about that quite a bit, even with myself.
Yes.
And I remember even when I started the program the first week, I didn't drop a ton. I dropped, I think, 5 pounds the first week. But it, you know, but by like week two, and I know that we're talking about going past week two, but I remember week two, I mean, I did 9 pounds in just that week alone. And it was just staying the course. It was being consistent with your philosophies, I think, is, you know, is it allowed my body to start doing what it wants to do naturally.
Yeah, but I'm trying to now to explain what's happening. What's happening is a few factors that needs to be addressed.
Right.
First of all, your metabolic hormone profile. Thyroid, even though not a steroid hormone, it works in the body like a steroid hormone. The thyroid regulatory factor basically affects the impact of progesterone, testosterone, and other steroids in the body. So thyroid hormone is very important for your anti-estrogenic hormones. And estrogen antagonizes the thyroid, and so do polyunsaturated fatty acid, okay? And if you're also hypoglycemic on the top of it, which many dieters are, the situation actually becomes even worse. Because what really happened here is that when estrogen level is high, I want you to hear that, when estrogen level is high, cortisol level is high too. Estrogen and cortisol go hand in hand. thyroid level are going down, testosterone level are going down, and progesterone level are going down. So the ratio basically go against testosterone and progesterone, which is very bad for your health. As a hypoglycemic person, you suffer from another inadequacy because sugar or insulin can antagonize cortisol. In fact, it is very likely that under stressful condition, or especially hypoglycemic people, unknowingly have a craving for sweets because the body gives them an instinctive primal urge, Marty, to eat sugar to block cortisol. But when you become insulin resistant, like with hypoglycemia, the sugar doesn't help you, actually hurt you, because you accelerate the problem of being hypoglycemic. Do you understand me now? It's things bound together, and you may feel lost with all the details, but it's very simple. Take a decision to fix your diet. Take a decision to fix your life. And take away any negative element, especially those elements that threaten your hormones, your command center.
Ori, what is that natural solution to that super hyperactive thyroid?
It is not an easy solution, but here's the case. Let me tell you first of all what not to do, and then we'll talk about what to do. Okay? What not to do, do not put elements in your diet that antagonize your thyroid further. Okay? So, polyunsaturated fatty acid should not be your main oil. Your main oil should come from regular, as I say there, olive oil or coconut, however, or regular nuts. However, in this department, for the thyroid, butter will work well, natural saturated oil. Unfortunately, the meat today is contaminated, but if you have a pristine meat, which is made from free-range, free animals, you know, grass-fed, I'm against eating meat. I explained in the previous show about the fat in the meat is not bad for you. Okay? It's very argumental. It should not be your main fuel, but if they are naturally occurring fat, especially in the lean cut of meat, it is not going to, it's actually pretty viable. So it may sound politically incorrect to say so, but butter is much safer than canola oil. Butter is much safer than all omega-6 essential fatty acid. But I want to talk about one more element. I started the show with this. There is evidence that the body can produce essential fatty acid or polyunsaturated fatty acid. The body can produce unsaturated fatty acid. There are enzymes that do it. Let's continue with this thing because it's very revolutionary on the concept of health right after this segment.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart, the program that takes you on a journey through grief after the death of a child. Join Dr. Gloria Horsley, marriage and family therapist and bereaved parent, while she interviews and discusses with other bereaved parents and siblings how they have coped with the death of a child and gone on to create and realize new dreams. So tune in Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart with Dr. Gloria Horsley, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supported products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, we'll continue with the last segment. So what's the solution, Marty? You asked me what's the solution.
Yeah, Ori, let me just mention this. We're being barraged with emails by female listeners asking if you could get into some specifics as to how to naturally offset the hyperactive thyroid.
Before you do that, I just want to mention the number again. You know, as you just said, Marty and Ori, as we both know, we are barraged by emails constantly from the radio show. And so Ori's question is always, why doesn't anybody call in and ask these questions? So we ask again. We announce the number at the break. I'm going to announce it again. If you have any questions, please give us a call, 866-472-5791 or 5792. That's 866-472-5791 or 92. Sorry, Ori.
Okay, that's a good question. In my opinion, what I'm about to suggest hasn't been seriously suggested, but the perfect human diet is supposed to include all the right protein, obviously the right fuel food, whether fat or carbs, but most importantly, besides vitamin, minerals, and everything else, you need all the hormonal supportive nutrients. You need nutrients that support androgens, that compensate or counteract the excess of estrogen that all of us are suffering from today. We live in a world that suffers from excess estrogen. There is not even a doubt. It's not even argumental anymore. So we need nutrients that support estrogen. In the last show, I believe we did talk about plant androgens, and I will continue with this mission to show you food and plants that contain androgens or antagonize estrogen. But one of the sources are germs, because testosterone implants or androgen implants are responsible largely for the development of germination, for the development of the germ. And indeed, what we found in the germ of grains, which, by the way, largely been removed by the industry, so most of the grains that you have are degerminated, but in the germ you find amazing nutrient that support testosterone, and amazing vitamin in the most natural bioactive form and very potent concentration that supports testosterone. And we will talk about it in a second, but germ could be a very also good source, in my opinion, to promote thyroid. Let me tell you something about thyroid.
When you say germ, do you mean like wheat germ?
Wheat germ, rice germ in the stabilized form. It's very difficult to get good product in the market. We added a lot of rice germ to our Warrior Milks, but the Warrior Milks is definitely a thyroid-friendly product. Okay? Very thyroid-friendly. 30% of the Warrior Milk organic is made from the rice germ, stabilized rice germ, without defattening. You should never take defatted wheat or defatted rice germ. Now, thyroid and your metabolism requires calories, You can't keep restricting calories and think that you're going to save yourself. You will not. And yes, there's a lot of popularity of calorie restriction diets. Allegedly, it helps people live longer. But, and it may does. It's still arguable. And I know personally some great guys who are very educated who follow a calorie restriction diet. However, for a dieter who already abuses himself and suffers from a low thyroid, and for an athlete who wishes to excel, gain strength, muscle, vigor, for those actually who don't want to give up on their sexuality and vigor, I believe that calorie-restrictive diets are not for you. I think that they antagonize the thyroid and they can accelerate the problem. The thyroid loves calories. It loves energy, okay? Energy actually is the most important thing. And you want to make sure that as long as you suffer, you don't go down on the calorie purposely as a method, but instead improving the kind of nutrition that you eat. And I wrote about it in all my books, the anti-estrogenic diet, the warrior diet, the old-fashioned foods. Yes, I personally don't eat meat, but a good meat, which is organic or natural from grass-fed animal. Okay, eggs, dairy fat is amazingly good for you. Hey, we didn't talk about that. We talked about butter, but yes, dairy fat is good for you if the dairy is made from grass-fed cows. So, meat, eggs, dairy, very thyroid-friendly, the most old-fashioned possible food on this earth. That all over the history, that's what humans used to eat. For lamb to cheese, okay? It's everywhere. This is good for you. Those who are vegans, I'm not against it. Personally, I really appreciate your effort. Many of the vegans are great guys, girls, who simply do it because of humanitarian reason. So my heart is for you. I love animals too. And I still say that ironically, people are not well-built. Humans are not well-built to utilize meat. So those who are vegetarian or vegans, the best among you will be the lacto-vegetarian because the protein composition and the fat in good dairy is unmatched. Unmatched. So for those of you ready to be lacto-vegetarian, you're going to do best. Those who are vegans should be simply very careful as to not to incorporate unsaturated fatty acid and keep the instructions that I mentioned before. And get your main source of good, viable bean. Avoid soy in any cost. Any cost. Just avoid soy. Soy. Marty, I want to tell you something. I don't know if you're aware of that. But, I heard from some members of my family that in far away, you know, they used to raise pigs, you know. And there is a very well-known fact that when you feed pigs, the industry learn it very fast. When you feed pig soy, they get fat. And if that's what you want, to have a fat pig because, you know, time is money, and the fatter they are, the more you sell, you know. So
that's right. You get paid by the pound.
Yes. You feed pigs with soy, they get fat.
Why is that, or is that because of all the estrogenic effects of soy?
The estrogenic and the polyunsaturated soy oil is one of the worst polyunsaturated fatty acid.
Boy, you are just putting a frown on the face of a lot of vegetarians out there, my friend, because soy is the holy grail amongst
staple.
A lot of those folks.
Well, regardless of what they think, the tofu and the soy product are killing them. And it's just a matter of time before. I mean, it's already peak. I mean, I came with it many years ago. And I was attacked, and in my magazine I lost advertising pages from soy manufacturers. However, the evidence is there. I put it in my book, The Anti-Estrogenic Diet, and now it's coming out more and more. It's even coming to the news. You cannot go around it. Soy is bad for animals. Soy is bad for us. Bizarre as it is, pigs have similar metabolism to us, and pigs were fed with coconut. Guess what, Marty? They disappointed. The handlers, they become lean. They didn't become fat.
Those farmers hate lean pigs.
Yeah, they do not like lean pigs.
That'll make for good pork.
So if you have a pet, if you have a dog or a cat or anything, give them dairy. Give them even coconut. Who cares? We use MCT from coconut in our protein products. It has the highest rate of conversion of fat to energy rather than fat to storage. So also, remember, these oils in dairy and in coconut and in olive oil are pretty stable. They do not turn themselves fast to be free radical. Why would you put in your body an oil or a product that gets rancid on room temperature when you put it? You have to always keep it carefully on the fridge because it's getting rancid. Why would you put it in your body? It leads to another question. Most of us are not Eskimos. We do not live in the Arctic climates. We live in a time that 50% right of the year is warm. Isn't it, Marty?
Oh, yeah.
Warm. Now, why would you put an oil which is getting rancid in warm temperature in your body? It just doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does, because those oils are cheaper. And people think that all oils are created equal. And that's what the industry tells them. And if all oils are created equal, then they will go for the cheaper one every time.
And the industry, you're right. The industry, what it tells you, that these are cholesterol-free. Look at the label.
Indeed.
I know, because I'm a manufacturer, I know the lawyers who sit behind the label. These are people who have no understanding at all about health. Zero.
About sales, though, Ori.
Yes. Yes. And then what they say, it's cholesterol-free. Let me tell you about the cholesterol-free in polyunsaturated. This cholesterol-free tend to be a very high cholesterol, the worst that you can think, in your arteries, if you're not careful. Most of the cholesterol that damage the body is not coming from dietary source. It's definitely coming from your liver inability, okay, to utilize lipids, and your liver cannot handle polyunsaturated fatty acid. Quite honestly, I wrote about it in my book. I mean, when soy is off level or soy is penetrating the body, the liver tries to conjugate it. That means look at it as a toxin. So what are we doing? What are we doing? That leads me to the conclusion simply, keep your oil viable. If you need omega-3, take it a little bit. Couple of teaspoons, a tablespoon, that's it. Just don't brainwash yourself. There is a possibility, and there are enzymes that in the body that can convert, that can create unsaturated fatty acid into tissue. If you need it, the body can create. And in fact, I mean, it's not even a question if we do have the enzyme. Now, the enzyme desaturase, we do have the enzyme. Now, Marty, think about it. When you take steroid hormone, what happens? You feel great, right? And after that, there's an estrogen kickback and you feel lethargic and everything, you know, fall on you. So you need to take more drugs. Could it be that taking essential fatty acid does the body the same thing? Could it be that by taking essential fatty acid, you shut your body production of unsaturated fatty acid, take away its own ability to regulate itself?
Was it Newton who said for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction?
Yes. Yes. We'll continue after this break.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Holistic living is nutrition for not just your body, but your mind and your soul. Holistic nutrition goes far beyond the foods that we eat or the supplements that we take. Discover natural means to heal your body and regain your innate healing powers. That's Holistic Living with Tina Marie Jones on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for your weekly dose of good holistic living.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, I'm trying to put the record straight on the subject that we talk. I'm not sure that we cover everything. Yeah, I know we didn't cover protein and carbohydrate. Guess what? We're going to cover it next show, okay? We'll put the record straight finally on protein and carbohydrates. You're going to hear things that you probably couldn't read or never heard before.
Or can I interrupt you for a minute? Because I think we have a topic for another really incredible show. You said it twice in this show, and I think it's a phrase that just hung in my brain. We should do a show on the conversion fat to energy, how to optimize that.
Well, that's a very, very critical subject, and I think you just nailed it now, Marty. I was just about to come to this.
Brandy, make a note of that. That one requires a whole show, the conversion of stored body fat into energy.
The conversion of fat to energy is the most critical element. So instead of you guys asking me in the email, how much fat shall I take? How much fat shall I take here or there? How much essential fat? Yes, I understand the legitimation of your question, but the answer is simple. It's not how much fat. It's what fat and in what ratio that will dictate the efficiency upon which you will convert energy. This is a very important element. And the other element that you need to consider, that your nutrition needs to be complete. There is no miracle pill, and a fat is only one component of your diet. So if you guys think you're going to go to the health store and you look at the muscle fitness magazine or health catalog and you read a label and you get this miracle, quote, miracle fat that will change everything in your life, fish oil, it reduced blood cholesterol, it reduced it developed the brain, it did. Okay, it's not going to happen. I can tell you right now. This is not going to happen. What will happen positively if all the elements combine together are there as a whole? And it sounds, again, bizarre. We said it a few times. I think I discussed it especially with Marty before, that our ancestors, hey, our fathers, our mothers, our grandfathers, knew better about nutrition than all the nutritionists that you read about in muscle fitness and health catalogs. Basically, a good, old-fashioned, balanced diet. Devoided of too many sweets, okay? Devoided. And when you go low on the food chain to the whole food, if you incorporate the right fat, if you incorporate hormonal supportive nutrients, and they are not always exotic, some of them are exotic, but not as exotic. For example, egg and the egg yolk. They were a black hole towards the end, middle of the end of the 20th century, when the vast population in America started to throw away the yolk and just eat egg whites. The egg whites phenomena is still on. We develop phobia to cholesterol and fat. And we think that we are safe by eating the polyunsaturated low cholesterol fat. And the truth is exactly the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You should never eat egg whites with the yolk. The yolk is thyroid friendly if the yolk is good, loaded with vitamins which promote testosterone and the thyroid, especially vitamin E. Vitamin E is anti-estrogenic. We use a lot of vitamin E in our warrior milk, naturally occurring tocotrienol. Vitamin A, same thing. Vitamin A and E, actually the A works like a steroid together with the thyroid hormone to regulate androgen, testosterone, and also progesterone.
Whole egg omelets are incredible for recovery after an intense workout.
I would say, I'm not so sure as the first recovery. I think the first recovery should come from dairy.
No, I'm talking about not the immediate recovery meal, but the second recovery meal.
Oh, that would be the ideal, Marty. I mean, an evening meal, I sometimes go and dump, like, destroy 16 eggs, okay?
Yeah, whole eggs, people.
Whole eggs, not all the yolk. I would leave, like, 4 to 6, okay? But that's substantial amount.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's amazingly how it works on the body. You add to that good fat fuel from nuts and seeds, or you can add, you know, a good carb fuel from oats or corn kernels. You cannot go wrong.
Or you have another great saying, better a good fat than a bad carb.
But that's very true, too. I like it, Marty. That's very true. Obviously, because of our situation today, you want to keep the diet as low glycemic as possible. But I'm not washing carbohydrates out. There are very good carbohydrates. We will talk about carbohydrates. Carbohydrates, if they are good, they are definitely thyroid-friendly and testosterone-friendly. However, if you suffer from insulin resistance, like many people do, I do recommend you to consider the right fat fuel plus the right combination of food to do it right.
Now, Ori, do good fats have a dampening effect on insulin?
Good fat do not interfere with insulin negatively.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they can help stabilize insulin. There is evidence that insulin can be stabilized being on a high-fat, good-fat diet, whether it's olive oil or especially nuts like almonds.
Also, one other quick question from an email, Ori. There seems to be this phenomenon that eating fats, good fats, seems to have a dampening effect on the appetite. Is that true or is that a myth?
Well, I think when we put the notes on the Spartan book, we already realized that many, over 2,500 years ago, the Greeks already realized that being on a high-fat diet could curb cravings, could reduce your appetite while nourishing you completely. So it has been already observed so many years ago, and indeed this is true, because pound to pound, a good whole fat source, not just olive oil, I'm talking about especially nuts, the one that provide you with all the minerals, all the vitamin E, some of the vitamin A that you need, nuts, germs, egg yolks, all of them are built to do one thing. I'm talking about the nuts and the egg yolk. Fertility, that means this is the male part. This is the male part of the plant. And it contains all the male supporting, amazingly, nutrients and vitamins inside, especially the E and A. We definitely need a B vitamin, and they are also naturally occurring there, too. So how can you possibly lose by doing that? How can you possibly lose by understanding the principle of going low on the food chain and going as low as possible to mimic the diet that we have adapted to long, long before we adapted to grains? You cannot go wrong. there are many tubers and bulbs that can work for you.
A tuber? Could you define that, please?
Tubers is basically, it's like a root or a bulb which is lying under the ground, mm-hmm. okay? And all the evidence show that our equivalent apes, our cousins, the gorillas and chimpanzees, most of the diets are coming from tubers, roots and shoots. We'll talk about the roots and shoots in the upcoming program. It's very, very interesting to see how different they are from the leaf and other area of the plant. But we know now the evidence that many roots support your thyroid, they support your kidney and the liver that you need so much to maintain a good metabolism. As a conclusion, go and check also our detox kit. It's all built to give your body, to cleanse the organ that give your body the right metabolic environment to continue with your quest to cleanse the body, lose weight, or gain muscle. Thank you very much. We'll hear from you, or you'll hear from us next week. Thank you, Marty. Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today for The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Huffmeckler. Join us each Monday for more Mythbusters and valuable advice on living a healthy, happy life. We'll see you next week.